You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today we're going to talk about why most people stay broke. It's an unfortunate reality. A lot of people that I speak with, not necessarily the people that are doing already one-on-one coaching, are the people that understand the value in investing in themselves and investing in assets and investing in things that make you money rather than make you lose money. But I'm talking about the people that follow me and maybe ask me, you know, small questions here and there on my page that haven't really gone to this point yet. So I hope that by listening to this podcast episode today, you really start thinking about your spending habits and how you can fix them to become a wealthy individual, or at least to start your road to become a wealthy individual. All right, point number one is wealth building is a simple concept, but it's highly susceptible to emotions. And what do I mean by this? I mean that if I tell you this formula right now, you're going to be like, well, it's kind of obvious, right? Because the knowledge is already out there. It's not rocket science. But the problem is that emotions really play a big part on how we spend our money. I mean, today you can sit down and say, okay, this is my road to riches, basically to wealth. And you write it all out and you say, okay, this is how much money I'm going to save. This is how much money I'm going to invest. Not make these types of investments, but I'll make these other types of investments, which are safer, which will lead me to long-term wealth and so on and so forth. Generational wealth creation. Now, the problem with that is that the first time that you're going to be upset, the first time that you're going to be tired or something happens, what are you going to do? You're going to go to your wallet and buy the extra thing that you can't, that you shouldn't buy. You're going to eat the stuff that you should have, you know, maybe you had $50 that you wanted to save, but now you're not in a good mood. You're going to go out for drinks with your friends and spend that money. So as you see, there are so many things that happen in life. Life happens, basically. And money is the first thing that people resort to fix these emotional voids, whether it's a bad habit or even a good habit, but done too much. So point number two is people use spending as a band-aid for deeper issues they are not ready to face. And this actually really follows well the first point, because, you know, again, a lot of people have deeper issues that are not ready to face, meaning maybe there's a breakup that they went through, or they lost a job or something along those lines. Like, I mean, I always see friends, I heard, losing a job, and then what they do, they go out and they spend a bunch of money on traveling or maybe going out with friends and drinking. And I'm like, this is the complete opposite of what you should be doing. I mean, like, you should be doubling down in your skills, invest in yourself, get a new job. But obviously, emotions and these deeper issues are not dealt with, and they again resurface, and the first thing that people do is spend more money to fix them, but it's not really, they're not fixing them, it's just a band-aid, right? Point number three, most people don't know the difference between assets and liabilities. This actually has nothing to do with emotions, but it's more about education. A lot of people think that, for example, buying a home and living in it is their biggest investment of their lives, when it's actually a liability. You buy a home, then you move in it, and then the first thing, you know, a pipe bursts and you spend $860 on a bill or something. Then something else happens, $650. The roof is old, $10,000. And you're there spending your hard-earned money on fixing these issues on a house that you already spent money on and you're still paying off, and you're paying also an interest to the bank for owning that place. Think about it. It's actually a liability. Now, if you bought a property and you put people in it, paying the rent, and then maybe living in a side of it, or anyway, having people paying the mortgage, that is an asset. That's just an example. Now, people buy things like TVs, cars. They buy things and then they need to pay more money to buy a bunch of cell phones, a bunch of subscriptions to different software or different TV channels. That's all money that's going out. And then most people only have one income. And guess what happens? You're, instead of accumulating wealth, you're accumulating debt. Next thing you know, you don't even know how to pay that debt. Now, point number four is most of us lack a long-term clear vision of their future to stick to a path. And then goes back to, you know, the feelings and the emotions and the understand the mindset. If you do have a long-term clear vision of your future, you're not going to be susceptible to these emotions. Or even if you are, right away, you can revert back to your baseline status of, hey, I'm focused on my long-term vision. I can see it. Just people don't know it yet, but I'm already there, kind of thing. If you can get to that level, emotions, yes, will take you away from your path for a few seconds, maybe a minute or two, but then you can revert back to, you know, knowing what you're doing basically. But if you don't have this clear long-term vision, anything that pops out in front of you, you can say, hey, this is amazing. I want to spend money on this. So I hope you understand the difference between accumulating wealth and staying broke. The difference is just the mindset and the ability to control your emotions and the knowledge, of course, that you need to invest in the right things, spend money in the right way. But that's it. Once you have the two, you just need to have the discipline to stick to them and you'll be fine. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.